evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 20th of the 5th month, 2025. It is a Tuesday evening and the time is 22:04. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to catch us live on Facebook, just know that the girl is live. The girl is live. The girl is live. A good bandana. Guys, so be strong. Like, be strong. Understand that we are not here for checking auntie's hairstyle. We are here for the message. We are here to interact. We are here for that. And also, it is deep in the night. So what's your problem? where you think I'm coming from? A photo shoot or what? Relax. Anywho, if you would like to catch us on Facebook, please type in Eagle FM and then it will pop up on Facebook there, and then you go and follow us, and then you go and friend us, and then you go and do everything with us, and then, you know, these things, it will come, it will keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. And please keep in mind that I am was now new at this multitasking, where I'm loving on you there on the screen and I'm loving on you here on air, and I'm trying to focus. So the reading capabilities there, you can see auntie has her glasses on also, because we are trying to catch the words that are being put on the screen, Mara. We out here. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Thank you so much, Maggie. Thank you. Ooh, today I wanted to have like a chilled show. I wanted to have a nice show that is quiet, where we are, you know, we're just doing grown-up things, because we are also talking about the seasons of life. We're talking about where we see ourselves. We're talking about where we are going, you know, but the way, the way it's coming, it's giving Namibia, man, it's giving Namibia. And you know, Namibians are very, it's exactly like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the seasons of life. We're talking about the seasons in which we are in. We're talking about the types of places we could possibly be in our lives and understanding it, right? So yesterday we were talking about the seasons. We're continuing with the seasons up until I feel the conversation has been exhausted. I feel that the conversation has been delivered to such a point that it is fully understood, fully taken in, fully comprehended, fully grasped, so that also we can learn, man. We can learn, and then we can also stop being so hard on ourselves. Guys, life is lifing everywhere. There's nobody that is not having life. There's nobody that's like not going through the motions. There's somebody that is having the time of their lives. They seem well put together. Everything is going well. But there's always just an element of winter, you know? An element of winter, an element of death, an element of hibernation, an element of being still. That is what happens. Right there by winter, that's what happens. Because nobody is running around in winter. Not unless you are a spring chicken. Not unless you are young. Not unless you would terror run. Not unless, you know, your skin is made out of crocodile skin. And I don't know, your ancestors are also hella strong. And because most of us, we chill at home, we relax at home, we are just at home, or we are within a space in our lives where it is more than just us trying to find a way to survive, and just understanding that we have taken in, we have tried our best, and this is where we are at, right? That's what happens in winter. So we're talking about the seasons in our lives, mainly because I believe that many of us are not really understanding, we are not looking at it, and also in the not looking at it and not understanding it, we are drowning in depression, we are drowning We are drowning in depression. We are drowning in sorrow. We are drowning in stress. We are drowning in so much that we can't control. And if we knew where we are at, then maybe, just maybe, there'll be this glimmer of light that just comes through for us. And then we can hold on, and then we can keep going, and then we can still keep fighting, and then we can still, you know, we can come out victorious on top. I was looking at the suicide rates, right? Or unaliving rates. Sorry, Mr. Facebook. I was looking at the unaliving rates, and I was looking at the ages, right? And I believe that if we knew the seasons of our lives and what happens within these seasons of our lives, right? Then maybe, just maybe, we wouldn't come to a point where we are so desperate for hope. We are so desperate for getting onto the other side of recovery, of healing, of being better, that we would just allow ourselves to be still and go through the motions. I'm hoping that through these conversations that we have, initially I didn't want to go alive. I just wanted to stay in my cocoon and do my radio things and talk to my radio people, etc. But I also feel that there are those of you that are out there that didn't download the app yet. And you guys just spend your time on the internet. Just interneting, it's just moving from one internet to another internet to another internet. You're just interneting. And so I decided to pop in. I decided to come and give you a courtesy call. I decided to come and spend the evening with you. I decided that, you know what? You're most probably doing nothing. You are most probably doing absolutely nothing. You're not even listening to the app. Guys, go on to Play Store and then you spell it out. Eagle FM. It is an E for Elizabeth, A for Angel, G for Gabriel, L for Lizard, E for Elizabeth again, right? And then it will pop up, and then it will say FM afterwards. And then you just download it and install it. Well, it's not even downloaded, you install it. When you install it, it just starts working automatic. And then you got it, you know, and then you can enjoy the conversations that we bring about here. So if you have your two cents that you would like to share, if you have your contributions that you would like to share, within our conversations, please feel free to do so. And the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. You can either watch me there by the Facebook, or listen to me here by the radio, by the app, right? And then you can call in, and then you can give me an answer or two, or you can give me your thoughts on the conversation. Remember, right, that my show's aim and objective is to address the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is anything and everything under the sun, right? Because the elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it doesn't exist. It is too large of an animal for us to tiptoe around it and hope that it doesn't catch us. It is too large of an animal for us to pretend that it is not taking up space and it's not taking up room within our lives. So the point of pulling heartstrings is really just that. It's to pull heartstrings. Your heart must move in one way or another. You can be the hardest accountant, the hardest technology person. You can be the hardest marine biologist. You can be whatever you want to be. But as long as you've got that little thing inside there, heart matters matter. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We will talk. Okay. Hello, Abed. Hey, paragraph guy. Okay. Hello. Hey, I see you. I can't just read fast. You know, most until nighttime or so. But anyhow, the aim is really honestly to talk about the issues that are close to our hearts, the issues that are disturbing us, the issues that keep us up at night. The reason that you're awake at 10 o'clock at night is not because you're a late sleeper or you have insomnia. And even if you had insomnia, that's an issue that we can talk about also, because something comes from somewhere and we need to talk about it. And I'm like the perfect auntie because I like to be in your life. I like to know what's going on. I'm the type of auntie that comes up to you and say, so what are you guys talking about there? I know it's the weirdest question to ask another human being. especially if you have no idea who they are, if you, there's nothing that relates you guys to each other, eh? And then you just go to them and then you're like, so what you guys talking about? Don't go and do it with a straight face. At least add a little bit of humor in your voice. Could you, so what are we talking about today? Because I saw you guys laughing and I just thought like, I need to know what they are talking about because, I also want a glimmer of happiness. That's how you get the humor going. But if you go there, hello, good afternoon, say, I would like to know what you are talking about. It's not going to happen. Woo! Invasion of privacy. What? That is exactly what goes down. So we are talking about it. We are addressing the elephant in the room and then we are cutting it up into end size and then we'll stomp on it, right? Because there is no space in our domain for an animal as large as an elephant to accommodate such a small space. The elephants belong where they belong, and it's all good, but not here. Not at the center of our table, not at the center of our lives. Let us not pretend like the animal is not there. It's there. It's there. And the animal in our lives right now is the seasons of life. What are they? I believe that. Oh, and remember, right? There's no right and wrong answer here. Everybody's right here. Eh? Not unless I really disagree with you and you are really misleading. Eh? But if it is an opinion and you come through with it, and finally we meet Maitre. You guys are just on the internet, can't you? I don't want to go. Thereby, the internet is happening. You people that are just here on the radio, on the app, it's happening there by the internet. I believe, right? So there's no right and wrong answer. You can come through and you can give me your opinion on something. And also I'm from, so I've got like a lot of, I got a little bit of fight in me, you know, but it's harmless. I'm a very loving person. So there's a little bit of fight in me. There's a little aggression. But don't worry. It's like on ordinary days, I'm like a butterfly. I live a very short life. But all in all, that is what we are doing. So do feel free to come through and talk. You have a platform that is accommodative of you. This is a platform where you can come and talk, Brady. And this is Olavio. Nobody knows your voice. You are not that special. The one problem that human beings have, right, is that they think that they are special. There's nobody that is special because everybody is special. Because if we were not special, we'd all look the same. We'd all dress the same all the time. We'd all have the same mannerisms all the time. The fact that we are different is just, the difference is the one that makes us not special already. Because we are unique, that makes us not special already. We should stop thinking that we are so special that we are going to be, people are going to recognize, who are people? People are going to recognize my voice when I go and talk my queries. Who are people? Yeah, people just go around trying to recognize you. Like, I just want to hear if that is, who's that? It's not that deep, honey. It's really not that deep. But allow yourself to speak. Allow yourself to speak. Allow yourself to be part and parcel of conversations that are for us, that should be for us, and that represent us in the times that we are in. I believe that if only, right? Hey! Coincidence that could happening. I'm sorry if I start laughing in the middle of a very deep sentence. There by the internet the people are giving. They're giving. They just wanna have a party, but it's most a serious Monday, you know? So I believe, right, that if we spoke about the different seasons in which we are in our lives, right, we would understand exactly where we are. And I believe that men are unaliving themselves because they don't understand the seasons in which they are. And also one thing that I've looked at is the statistics amongst age, The statistics amongst age there, eh? Which are, which are the dudes that are doing this? Eh? Which are the dudes that are unaliving themselves, that are leaving this, this planet, this earth, eh? Without, you know, consent. Good evening, beloved.
Yes, good evening, Demetrius.
Good evening, Wanaovinga. How you doing?
I'm doing better, but I'm not feeling well at this point.
Why are you not feeling well? What's the problem?
Our frequency for Igru FM, 93.6 Otapi, it let us behind.
I understand your queries. And
adjustment needs to be done.
Yes.
Otherwise, stress will run over our hearts.
Don't be stressed. You know what you can do, Wanaovinga? Are you still having your katosha or is it a smartphone now?
Smartphone?
If you're having a smartphone, at least try and download the app while you are waiting for the frequency to get, you know, into the mix.
Yeah.
No, and then at least at 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, then you just put on and then you just listen a little bit and then, you know, just, it's just a little young equalizer, man, while you're waiting.
My dear, on other hand.
But Wanaovinga, it's not Wanaovinga. Yes. Love of the nation. Love of the nation, please. Sorry. It's love of the nation. But love of the nation, you're also a businessman and entrepreneur. Turandaro, credit amos.
My dear. Yes. Hey. But adjustment needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly the frequency.
I understand. I'm also really honestly on the technician's neck and tail and everything. I'm also trying. From my side, I really am trying. But
yeah.
They are saying that I should, they're saying that I should be patient. So I'm just at this point I'm utilizing all my resources at once. Like right now I'm on Facebook Live. On our Eagle FM page, and then I'm also live here on radio because I'm utilizing everything to get the message out there. So I will call them again and I will have a conversation again.
All right. How's the evening?
It is wonderful, my dear.
All right.
Okay. I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Okay. So you understand the seasons, yes?
Come again?
You understand the seasons?
The seasons?
Yes, the seasons. Mm-hmm, the seasons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in Oshiwambo, it is Okufu.
I do understand.
Yes, but tell me the seasons in Oshiwambo. How?
In Oshiwambo?
You don't know.
Thing is, this language that I know, me, I'm a full Zambo.
Okay, so what are the seasons in Oshiwambo? It's Okufu, Okwenye. And what else? I don't know the other two. That's why I'm giving you my best.
Yeah, you are right. Osinge.
Oshikufu finge.
Yes.
Okay.
Okwenye, Okufu, Osinge, Oshikufu finge.
Oshikufu finge. All right. So, Okufu is which one in English?
Cold.
Okay, winter.
The cold time, yeah, winter.
Okay, and Okwenye?
Okwenye.
Okwenye.
During the hot
summer.
Summer.
Osinge?
Osinge. Osinge.
Mm-hmm.
During the time the lane begin to between December January to March.
So you don't know it in English?
Osinge.
So you don't know it in English? What is a thing in English, brother?
Osinge, it is an autumn.
Autumn is the one with wind, huh? There's nothing.
No. Winter is just winter. Winter and summer.
My dear. Opuna, winter and summer, autumn and spring. So the one you are talking about spring, is spring.
Spring is between March to April, where winter can begin.
So spring comes before winter.
Yes, Oshikufu Finge. You understand already the name. Oshikufu Finge.
Okay, so Osinge is what? It's the wind.
No.
Which one is the windy season?
That is the winter. Kufu.
Okufu. Tara, in English, there are four seasons. There is winter, autumn, summer, and spring. And then in Oshindonga or Oshiwambo, there are four seasons, which is Okufu, which is winter. And then Okwenye, which is summer.
Summer.
And then Osinge is?
Osinge is autumn.
Yes. Okay. And then Oshikufu Finge is spring. Yes. So in spring, that is when the rain comes, and that is most.
No. Spring is when the rain is or near to come to an end, because it is begin at the end of March to April. April is the end of the rain season. That is Oshikufu Finge.
Oshikufu Finge is now.
Finge, it is not over.
Don't get angry. Don't get angry. You must just understand.
No, you must just understand.
Kucho no kwa mixa.
I'm not angry. We are just
okay. Talking. So what do we do in spring?
In spring?
Yeah.
In spring, okay, now you are asking particularly at North or?
Yes.
Yeah. In spring is the time where we begin to eat the beans, nuts, and prepared for harvesting.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what do we do in summer?
In summer? Summertime.
Yes.
Taking animal to the water points. Digging well to get water where there is no potable water, and other works.
Like what? When do we plant?
At some area
we...
No, planting begin with the autumn, at the beginning of the autumn, during November, when the rain season starts.
So November is autumn.
Yeah, November, December, January.
That is not autumn, man. That is summer. When is summer?
Summer is hot. No. Summer.
Hey, it's November.
August.
August is autumn.
No, summer.
August is not summer. August is non bepo.
No.
Yes.
That wind, it is just only come to an end. On Bepomo Auguste and Joe Mepe Yetaire Kerenjo, I see Joe Mepe Amon Joe Mepe Yetaire Kerenjo, Hakuti, Shikanyan,
Joe Mepe Yetaire
Kufu. Yetaire Kufu. Now that I tell you, I like it. Joshua Timokat, Auguste, or Mponjo Haka Shake Up. Auguste Okwenye, Nasupe Teb. Nako toba pe moko nye kwa kuhulire nemu November, November ita meo kuroka.
And then we start with spring.
No.
Oh, tandisha kananika.
Ahoye, start with autumn of finge.
Awe. Okay, just hold the line, love of the nation.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Love of the Nation. So Love of the Nation was basically explaining to us what happened or what are the seasons in Oshiwambo and when these seasons are. So we are saying that, okay, so summer is from which months to which months?
Summer, Okwenye. Okwenye, August.
Okay.
To the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that summer.
Yes.
Okay. And spring?
Spring Oshkufufinge.
Mm-hmm.
It began Pehuri Loria Machi.
Okay.
And April, at the end of April.
So this season is only 2 months, huh?
Yes. Oshikufu, Ofinge. Yeah, Oasia, Ofinge, Ori Mokufu, Mokufu, ino figoponga
tendo. I don't know, my teacher is just giving, okay.
Oshikufu, Finge. Oshikufu finge.
Okay. And then, okay, that is spring. So autumn is when?
Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Ofinge, efimboja talon loko mwahino, imeno ina waya zizana walokwa taitano. Kamu hivi nika walokwa. Beginning with November.
Okay.
December.
Mm-hmm.
January.
Mm.
February.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's autumn.
Yeah.
Okay. And winter?
Winter. Okufu. Mm-hmm. Begin with May, June,
mm-hmm.
July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until the end of July.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So autumn takes up 4 months and then spring is only 2 months and then summer is 3 months and then winter is 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand autumn. I don't understand your autumn because autumn is when the leaves are falling off. It is when the winds are there. That is what we are taught autumn is. But what you are saying autumn, ne, is there at the beginning of the rainy season. Is the rainy season not spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Owe tena o mafimbogo ni aria harua nawa ote simbo ni ovula aria iloko na amelandura fan before the rainfall pattern were not interrupted. Then go in English.
Okay. Yeah. No, I hear you. So basically what you're saying is that before things changed and global warming and the world evolved and pollution, there was a certain way that Awambo people looked at seasons, and there was a certain pattern, within the things that occur within these different seasons, such as the rainfall, such as the wind, such as spring, such as autumn and all of that. But now things are a bit different because of global warming, and also because sometimes the rain takes too long. We don't understand why. Maybe the poles are melting, but the rain takes too long. There are even sometimes where we go through Christmas, for example, and the rain has not fallen. And that is why there is a bit of confusion when it comes to our seasons, because we used to look at seasons in a sense of what is happening at what particular time. And it used to be like clockwork and uniform, but now it is unpredictable.
Yes.
All right.
But now, not the same.
Okay.
Due to the interruption of the rainfall pattern.
The rain pattern.
Things are not the same.
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. That is wonderful. Thank you so much. So, okay, before you leave, right? You are, how old are you, Ano? Are you not 30? You are 35 this year, right? Is it 35 or 34?
It must be 6.
36. Yeah. I know it must be. When I'm checking, it must be around there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's this thing that we're talking about tonight, right? We're talking about the seasons of our lives and where we are at in our life cycle. So we have 20 to 40, and that's basically spring leaping into summer. Yeah, because everything is planted within our 20s, going to our 40s. Everything is planted. We do more. We have more energy, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have our autumn and a little bit of summer and autumn that is from our 40s to our 60s. And then we have winter and with a dash of spring there by 60 to 80. And then finally we flatline, right? So where are you? If you are looking at the progress or your life from your 20s up until 36, where are you? Are you proud of yourself? Have you achieved most of the things that you wanted to achieve or the things that you dreamt of achieving? Or where are you as a man in contemporary Namibia?
Still, I am attempting to achieve it. I cannot call that I achieve it. No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Attempting to achieve it.
Okay.
You are asking according to
yourself.
To myself and my missions.
Yes.
I am attempting to achieve it, still not achieve it.
Okay. Do you think you're going to be?
I am trying to be fine.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you think that you are going to achieve it within the next 4 years, or should we give you a little bit more time?
My dear, it is unpredictable.
But your anticipations and your hopefulness.
Hopefully you can hope, but life is fluctuating.
Life is fluctuating, but that's not your business. Your business is what you hope for. So do you hope to be done in 4 years?
It's not your business. On the other hand, it's what we read as adding in this spirit.
Why are you afraid to dream?
Hmm?
Why are you afraid to dream? This is your own dream. No, really, because right now, love of the nation, right now, right? I'm asking you, in the next 4 years, do you hope to have achieved all the things that you want to achieve? And your answer is, I don't know, because the world is fluctuating, but the world is none of your business. I'm asking you about you and your hope. Do you hope for yourself? Do you hope for yourself?
The world has to be my business because I am made from the world and have been affected by the world as a whole.
Let me ask you, does everything you think of in a day come true?
Not everything you think of.
Not everything, eh?
Not everything of.
Oh, okay.
Some is just an imagination, but it is not everything you imagine. It will be as the way you are thinking about it.
Okay, so let that one stay in your mind. We'll talk about it on Thursday, but let that one sink in your mind. Let it just marinate there in your mind that not everything that you think of might become a reality. So that is. It's a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It could be the good, it could be the bad. But 90% of us always only think about the negative. So the negative.
Not about the negative.
Even right now, even in your answer, I'm asking you about hope. Do you know that hope stands on nothing? Love of the nation, just hold that thought. Love of the nation, hope stands on nothing. Hope doesn't have facts. It doesn't have opinions. It doesn't have anything. Hope stands on itself. It needs no standby. But yet, you are not even allowing hope to live.
I do
you hope to get to where you need to be? I don't know. The world kind of crazy. What if the world is bombed tomorrow and we all die?
Let me make my point. I do understand.
Please.
You can have a dream like within 4 years. I feel like
I hope.
I hope to have an aircraft, to have an a large industry. All right, then you trying your best as you can, but it doesn't mean that it will happen within such time.
And it also doesn't mean that it won't happen within that time either.
We have got good dreams.
It doesn't mean it won't happen. So why don't we just hope for the best?
We are trying our best.
Why don't we just hope for the best, guys? Why must we be pessimistic?
We hope.
And then you say,
there is a backup plan. There is a backup plan. Why there is have to be a backup plan?
If you are having a backup plan with your life, okay, cool. But I'm just saying, right? Hope is important.
Why there is have to be a backup plan? What did it have to be a backup
plan? I don't know. Because I didn't ask you about your backup plan. I just said,
do you hope
to be where you are supposed to be in the next 4 years? And you said, I don't know. The world might crash and the world might die. I don't know. But it is all well. Thank you so much, love of the nation. We have to go. Call back again.
I just put the reality.
Okay. Be realistic. Okay.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night, love of the nation.
Tomorrow I come with my topic.
No problem. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so you can present your topic from the beginning. Okay. Like just 2 minutes past nine, you can call in and say, Kuchami, I want to talk about my topic. No problem. You know how we do on Wednesdays, Moss.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Ciao, ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to call us, in case you would like to participate in the conversation, in case you would like to buzz us up, because how? We're talking about seasons, right? And there was a need, or there is a need for us to explain seasons within our own dialect. So I'm still struggling. I'm still struggling from my teacher's explanation. I'm still struggling a little bit. Maybe you guys can come through and then just brief me a little bit and just teach me a little bit, because we are not really being taught about seasons. We're not being taught about seasons. We're being taught kuche indenuka kwatoma fuma zikeni fule mankanjangali kuneni. There was no real kuta tukantumbenya kwetu ndimurongo okufu okwenye, like no. Yeah, I learned about okufu from Konja song. What is that song? Okufu noku Meme, efimbo la ya peife, tulimo mauvi mvavali na heali peife. Dina 23, mbelandi kulupa peife. Ay, for a 23-year-old to think that their aging ne is intense. But hold that. For a 23-year-old to be thinking that, hey, I'm belanti kulupa peife. It's like, okay. So ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the seasons. Now, when we dive into the seasons, right, I would like to believe that, there is the 20s going to the 40s. There are specific things that we're supposed to do within our lives within this time frame. These are 2 decades, right? In our spring era is brief, but it dives straight into summer. our spring era is brief, but it dives straight into summer that you don't really notice it because it is growth. It is potential. It is shining. It is sinus. Yeah. It is all that happening, and it doesn't last too long, but it is a season where you have to sikirira. It's a season where you have to plant, where you have to harvest, and where you have to grow in one way or another. And that is why spring leaps into summer. So spring is September, and then October, November, December, January, February, and March. That's apparently summer here in Namibia. That is apparently summer. So our summer season, right, is our season where we are harvesting, where we are preparing, where we are cleaning up, where we are becoming. And this becoming, right, it's an excruciating thing. You've never heard a tree say, "Oh, my goodness, all this leaf that is coming off of me is paining." You've never heard a leaf say that, but you best believe that a leaf is also going through the motions. It is also going through whatever metamorphosis it's going through. We don't understand tree, but we know that a tree is also transforming. It is growing. And that is the era of spring and summer. Now, we can have smaller seasons within our big seasons, right? Because a human being has most now four seasons, just like Earth has four seasons. We have our growth. We have the time where we look the most beautiful in our whole entire life. And I believe that spring, ne? I believe that spring is from 20 to 30. Some people, spring comes within their summer, and that's when you find the glow up, right? That's when you find all of a sudden, which are this one that was a little crusty here in the late teens into their 20s, they were a little crusty, and then you find them in their 30s and they have matured. They have become fine wine. They age like fine wine. It is that spring element that pops in within their summer element. And sometimes, right, when a season is finding you in another season, I believe, right, it gives you that element. You could be in your summer, but emotionally and spiritually and mentally, you are in winter. Now, winter is basically where we hibernate. Winter is where we kampala. Winter is cold. It is damp. It is gloomy. It is not really the type of season where you are up and about and running errands and doing all of that. Most of us are curled up at home with TV on blast or radio on blast and internet on blast. And there's not much activity that happens within winter. But with winter, it's not to say that there's not a lot that is happening. It just means to say that whatever you did in the other three seasons of your life, right, is a reflection of your winter. So if you are going through your winter season and you are still out there up and about and hustling and momiramba, eh? It's maybe because your three other seasons, there was not a lot of work done. There was not a lot done in those seasons. And that is why your winter season, instead of it being a season of hibernation, a season of slowing down, a season of reflection, a season of understanding that it is a reflective season of everything that you have gone through, everything that you have done, and everything wherever you have been, right? If you are not in that season and you are there by 80, 60, 80, going into, you know, the flatlining, then that is where you find there is a lot of turbulence. There's a lot of turbulence within the winter season when it comes to age, because many people don't recognize that time is going, especially people that assume that they look young. People that assume that because they are tiny, because they are big, because they are tall, because they are light, because of whatever reasons, they assume that black don't crack, or Caucasian don't crack, or colored don't crack or Nama don't crack or Indian don't crack because they think that they don't crack and they've got really good genes. They tend to not take up the opportunities of the seasons. And when winter comes, they sit in a state of depression. And that is where you find that, when some seniors go into retirement, many of them pass away. And it is not because they have not worked. It is because they have not worked on themselves. They have not put effort and time within themselves. They have not given themselves, right, the grace and the opportunities that they have given. They have given their youth, their time, their effort, everything into whatever they were pushing it into. And then when it's time to when it's time to retire and to sit within your achievements and watch everything that you have built within your life flourish, right? There's nothing to show for it. You are still sitting in a space where you continuously still have to be working, even in your winter season. You are continuously being the breadwinner, even within your winter season. You are not being taken care of in any way. Not that you need to, but if you are in a situation or a position where you needed to be taken care of, you're not. You're not being taken care of. You're still taking care of others in your winter season. And that is why most of our people don't enjoy their winter season. They don't enjoy their last days because their last days are exactly like their early days. Their early days are exactly the same. So part of our problem is that our decisions in our 20s, our decisions in our early years affect the rest of our lives, whether we like it or not. Reputation, ladies and gentlemen, reputation is something that is built within your 20s. You build your reputation in your 20s, and no matter what, this reputation will follow you for the rest of your life. Whether you hear it out loud or somebody is whispering it under their tongue, it is your reputation. Now, unless you change the cycle, especially while you are still in a position to change the outlook of others. And in our teens, in our blooming years, we have this tendency of saying things like, yeah, I don't care what people say about me, brah. I'm living for myself, brah. And up until, right? Up until you get to your 40s, you're standing at church with your wife and your children, your three children. You're not even standing at church, right? Let's say you're standing at church. Let's put it there. You're standing at church, right? But you're not standing at the entrance. So you guys don't look like you guys are coming out of the church, am I? And so the driver, maybe you ordered an Uber or whatever. We can't say names. Maybe you ordered an Uber and this person is a person that knows you for being, one, a womanizer, two, a thief, three, a deep alcoholic. And you are with your wife and your children. You have given your life to Christ, right? Yeah, you've given your life to Christ. You have changed your ways. You have, you know, like you're not the same guy, like grow up. That's why you find people want to get offended when people talk about their pasts as if you didn't do it. We'll talk about your past. We'll talk about your past because that's the reputation that you built for yourself. And that is why, I believe that we should tell the young ones exactly what it is instead of sugarcoating things. We sugarcoat things. We're like, don't do that. Don't do that. Why? Why must I not have sex? Eh? Why? Why can't I go partying? Why can't I be reckless? Why? We must talk. And maybe just maybe if our parents gave examples of themselves, maybe we would take things a little bit more seriously. Like, me, I'm going to tell my kids, girls, guys, I was a thug. Mm-hmm. I was a thug. I was a thug. Yeah. I was a rough lady. Yeah. Because I come from, you know, Kunakureka and stuff. And then I think Kunakureka and Mudezemba, onto Ndirikironga, Yakwetu. Akwetu Yoko Swagop. Ndirikironga, Akwetu, Akwarike. Kesigwe Fuzwara. And you get into this car and the cab driver, right? Or the driver of the car that you ordered, ne? Is a person that knows you for being reckless. And you get into the car and you're with your children. And one of your children is those children that, you know, you have to uppercut and put them in a grip because they're just like you. But you're not trying to be that person. So you're like, I don't know who you are like. Because you're trying to pretend that that's not you. You're trying to pretend that that is not the person that you used to be. My mother used to say, Elizabeth, I don't wish anything for you except for you to get children that are just like you. Do you know what I got? I got a gang of children that talk all day, even in their sleep, they are talking. Sometimes I just want to escape a little bit and just, sometimes I just want to, like, let's go to work early. Like, why? Like, I just want to run a little bit from my offspring, right? Because we plant seeds and they grow. Now this is what they are growing. So you are sitting in this car and this person knows you for being promiscuous, sexually promiscuous, lustful. Eh? This person knows you for drinking and being a stuntman. This person knows you from changing girls like panties left, right, and center. And you are sitting in this car and by the time you could even say like, yo, man, I'm with my family. This guy is like, yo, bro! I haven't seen you in a minute, man. Are you still slanging on them honeys? Eh? Are you still changing women left, right, and center? Me? You haven't aged a day, player? Eh? Are you still sipping on that hen? Eh, you're like, whoa, whoa. Like, this all just happened so fast. You can't catch it. So fast. It's like, by the time you get... You just wanna, like, you know, like, hey, and you know who doesn't have earphones on in that moment? It is your wife and the child that you are trying to put on the path that is the correct way. Let's say now you are saved, ne? And you are trying to put your child on this path of, please be better. Please do well. Please. You are trying. Right? And then this is the one day that this teenager of yours didn't put on earphones. So this teenager got to hear this. Ooh! You remember that other time, bro? Yeah, because the person doesn't even think that you could be a father, doesn't think that you could be a husband, and this person doesn't think that this is your family. This person thinks that you are maybe with your sister. And your sister's children. And you guys were standing there. Definitely not church. Because this is not what they know you for. So, ooh, are you still with Elizabeth, brah? Ooh, that girl was wild. Do you remember when the people ran a train on her because you encouraged it? Kanti, you are also a rapist. Oh! Do you remember that other time that you spiked that other girl's drink, bruh? Whoo! Now you're a teenager. And it's supposed to be on the right path. Here's all of this. And this all happened in your spring season. Now in your spring season, you just have to be careful of the things that you're doing because you're planting seeds. You're planting seeds so that you can go and harvest them in summer, so that you can eat them through autumn and winter. That is, you, so that you can go and harvest, and then you put your things nicely. Otature ni penny, otature ni moshike, moihandi. Otature ni moihandi, opo, tujeni omvraihe. Nasi wo, tatuka kuneni, tatuka teni she, natanko. Eh? Because we are aiming most now at preserving our food so that we can eat our food and we can sustain ourselves for life, right? Until we step into a different season. And that is why we are supposed to be doing the things that we're supposed to be doing here in our 20s most. And of course, right? You're looking at me like, yeah, but matriarch. You got your life together. No! I learned the hard way. Why do you think I'm here? This is, bruh. Spend a whole lifetime. Just, that's my mother. My mother's like, I have a friend of mine that says like, well, in imagine, but no, I'm saying this because I've had it, you know, I've been in those seasons. I've wasted time. Eh? And I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. No, I'm trying to tell you to be cautious as you live it. I'm trying to give you that little reminder that you wish a guardian angel would have given you. So that you can be more cautious of the things that you are doing. So that they don't come and bite you when you are in your 60s. Aye, onsane ngono tunshiman onsane nguye. Ngono hae nguye aya dengon kurukadhi inde nkurukadhi tenthihipo. Do you know that that is somebody's reputation? And the person is like in their 70s and 80s now. Eh? And the wife left probably when they were in their 40s. Right? But that's still his reputation. Why? Because reputation is something that we don't get back. So we practice self-respect. We practice planting good seeds so that at the end of our lives, right, we are eating at least. At least we are not worried about okuturamo leave at work. Because you're still working in your 80s. Because you're still working in your 70s. Because there's no nest for you. There's no rest. They said there's no rest for the wicked. Have we been wicked? So how does this guy in the cab now tell this guy, né, the taxi driver, that I'm not that person anymore? How? I mean, I know you for so long. I know you for 2 decades, bruh. When'd you change? I gave my life to Christ. Because they all hide behind, I give my life to Christ. I give my life to Christ. I give my life to Christ. Oh, okay. Everybody hides behind that one. Even the guy that is molesting children. Even the guy that is robbing banks. Even the guy that is sleeping with people in Parliament Gardens. Everybody hides behind that one. Even the poacher. Even the guy that's killing the poor rhinos. Yeah? Even the, like, we gave our lives to the church. Everybody must. So, forgive me if I don't believe you, player. How's Gabriella, bruh? Huh? Woo! Do you remember Gabriella? Do you remember when we set it off? The game got us all doing what you won't do. If you ain't got at least a couple fans, then you ain't cool. Eh? They don't bite. Only when they bite rhymes. All like, I'm a sore here on air. A cat's got 9 lives. But yeah, this is basically it. So we have 2 decades from the 20s to our 40s to set foundations. And my advice is that let's just write all your brilliant ideas down, bruh. You come and find them. Write them all down and call it your 20s. Call it your 30s. Write all your ideas down. And then if you get to your 40s and you haven't died and you are not on addiction, you're not in addiction and you're not a baby daddy to 20 kids and you're not a baby mama to 10 kids, different daddies, if that's not your reality, because there are certain things that we cannot hold people accountable for, such as, for example, divorce. If somebody got married and then got divorced, right? They are still within the season because they did everything correctly. they did it correctly, because the foundation most is for us to not go through life alone. It is to multiply. It is to have. It is to create a family most. So just because it didn't work doesn't mean that this is a bad thing. It is you being in your summer, experiencing winter. Winter is depressive. A lot of people, or let's say the people that live in places where there's no sunshine, I feel like many of us, we don't really suffer too much from it. Not that it's not there, but we don't suffer too much from it. But I believe that those ones, it's a study that they are going through depression because there's no sunlight there. There's no sunlight there. So they have a lot of depressive episodes there outside. But what happens? Because it's cold, because it's always winter, right? Because it's always winter. So winter is depressive. Winter is stressful. Winter is the part in your life where it is the end. Yeah. The end of the whole cycle, right? It is the end of the whole cycle. And then when you come to the end of the cycle, it can either be, right? It can either be a moment of sitting and experiencing and watching and eating and just be in hibernation. Or what can happen is that you can now drive through the depression and the stress that comes. So if you are having different seasons within a season of your life, it is not outside of the norm. It is absolutely, right? Okay. Because you are becoming. You are becoming, and it is what it is. So, with many of our men, the unaliving rate, majority of the people that unalive themselves, right, are between the ages of 20 to 40. You're allowed to come and correct. You are allowed to come and say, oh, but what I've seen. And it is alarming because this is the season, right, that we are supposed to flourish. This is the season where we are supposed to, where we are supposed to be building, where we are supposed to be moving, where we are supposed to be birthing, where we are supposed to be marrying, where we are supposed to be moneying, where we are supposed to be making money. This is the part where we are supposed to be working, because this is also the only part of our lives that we have the most energy. We are the most attractive. We are in our element. We know, we look like we know who we are at the time, and we have a lot going on. So this is the season for growth. This is a season for change. This is a season for morphing into something that you are creating yourself, because the world and life is at your fingertips. You create your own life. You create your own destiny. You can't under any circumstances, right, hold yourself accountable for where you come from. Never. Because you didn't choose it. You didn't ask for it. It was given to you, but you must make the most out of it. And that is what you have to do within your 20s to your 40s, right? And in this time, this is how you work on yourself. Now, many of us are so mesmerized by Gwala, right? We're so mesmerized by Gwala. We're so mesmerized by money, and we're so mesmerized by other people's success, because we live in an era where the internet determines if we are successful or not. The internet determines if we are to make it to any pedestal that is made by other human beings, right? And that is the times in which we live in. But what we can do in these times, because you can't fight the waves, you have to step back and let the waves carry you. What we can do is we can determine what is important to us. What do we want? If you know what you want, right, then you will also know what you don't want. If you know what you want, then you also know what you don't want. You say, I want a black telephone. Right? I want a black telephone. If somebody's giving you a green telephone, will you take it? No. Because it's not what you want, Moss. Because if you don't know what you want, then you also don't know what you don't want. And that's where we get carried away. And we don't do much in this season. We're in spring. Spring drives into summer. We're supposed to be planting. We're supposed to be harvesting. We're supposed to be gathering so that when the other seasons come, right? It is not going to find us dry. It's not going to find us devastated. It's not going to find us in any bad space. So when you go through winter, in your summer time, you're like, I've got everything that I want. I've got the house. I've got the car. I've got the what? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like this? It is maybe, just maybe, because you are dealing with unresolved issues, firstly, or there's something that's bothering you deeply, or there's something that you have not looked at, achieved. There are various reasons. Somebody might have said something. We don't know, eh? But it doesn't mean, just because you don't like this chapter, I read this, just because you don't like this chapter doesn't mean you're going to hate the whole book. We have to live until the very end, guys. We have to live until the very end where we are taken by time. Not by ourselves, but by time. Because just the same way as something good happened to you one day, you didn't expect it. What makes you think that tomorrow will not be the same? We have to be hopeful and we have to be planting seeds. So now we have to look at things like friends. We looked at reputation, right? Reputation is something that you don't get back. Many of us are hiding and ducking like, ooh. To know that I've never seen you in my life. Like, I'm sorry to say, I've never seen this man a day in my life. Yeah. Because we are there. Because we realize that things are embarrassing. When somebody says, ooh, Liz, you should come so that we can go out for drinks. Then you have to explain, like, so from the last time that you saw me, I kind of realized that I had a problem. And then I realized that I'm an alcoholic. So I've been sober for 9 years now. So I don't drink anymore, but we can always hang because you're trying to be modest and you're trying to not be uncool. And you're trying to accommodate shoes that no longer fit you because you can't just let go of things just like that. You can't just say it was good to see you without giving each other this false hope and false notion. We should exchange numbers. Like, no. No. We're not going to exchange numbers because I'm not there. I'm not at a point where I'm sitting and chilling. I'm at a point where the friends I have are enough. I have friends on radio, guys. And now Facebook. And now I must add real life people also. Oh! Hey girl, how you doing? I'm because I'm tired. So no. No. Like, are you calling me for business? Or are we networking? Or just, hey. No. There's no need. There's no need. So we get to our 40s, right? So our 40s is most now autumn. Now it happens in the autumn. But autumn is a windy, I guess. Autumn is windy. Autumn is when the leaves are falling off. Autumn is when winter is fast approaching. So we are going there, but there's a breeze. It's warm and it's cold. It's like lukewarm. It's like, I don't know. Are we going? Are we staying? Are we going? Are we staying? And this is the part where this is what we are doing in our 40s, right? We're autumning it out. we're autumning it out and we are thinking, kucha, okay, so what happens in autumn? What are we doing in autumn? What are we doing in autumn? Autumn is set to reflection and transition. Because we're transitioning, right? Because we are most now moving from hot and cold. We're moving from hot and we're diving into cold, right? So we are transitioning from one season to another. And in this transition, what we have to do is reflect. So if we are saying that our transition of autumn is within our 40s to our 60s, right? We have to reflect on everything that we have done within our spring and summer season, right? We have to look at it. And this is the part where you find now dudes are getting married in their 40s now because they wasted all that time. All that time. And men have this notion that men are forever on the market. Ask them. Left, right, and center. Men in their 40s are struggling with relationships. They are struggling with relationships because the whole time, when they thought that nothing is going to crack them and nothing is going to what them. And now in their 40s, they are struggling. They are struggling with relationships. And that is why you can find, I don't get it, a 45-year-old guy. 45-year-old guy murder suicide. Why? It's because the youthful years where you are supposed to get married and settle down and have babies with one woman, when you are still capable and able to run through the world with this woman, you are not doing it because you are chasing all the women. All the skirts they are mine. Now men in their 40s are struggling. And you might be like, nah, but matriarch, men in their 40s are not struggling. Yeah, men in their 40s have most of their lives together because they worked most during the 20s to the 40s. They worked to build that empire. But what they also did is divorce the woman that helped them build that empire within the 20s and the 40s. So now they're out here with skinny jeans, sleeping in clubs with 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 20-year-olds that are having their own boyfriends. And they're just eating your money. Then he becomes hell-bent on this one kagel. And the kagel is so screw on sane, eh? On sane, it's a screw on, eh? On sane, bro. On sane, it's a screw on, eh? On Tahana or iPhone Pro Max plus. Now we see our ankles laying down on the floor taking pictures. Cannot buy bread. Yes. And he can't keep up. You can't keep up. You might be thinking that I'm trying to trap you into getting married between 20 and 40. You might think that I'm trying to trap you into that, but I'm really honestly saying that, to be honest, there's a struggle there. And you might be thinking that, yeah, but the rich guys are not struggling. The rich guys are struggling because they are living under this thing. That they will never tell you. They don't know if their woman is there for the money or for the love. And that is anything. That is something that will eat you up inside, man. It will eat you up. Even if you are not talking about it inside, it's eating you. Because now you have to take extra care of yourself. You can't just walk like that. Not like our broke man. Because even number one in Goshilema Fanta, he knows Elizabeth is not going anywhere. Otaka dating on Kim Kardashian, Akaraka Mende, Detore Mana Detosiwa Moshipangero. And then they call back that ex from 10 years ago, her ex-wife. Like, I just feel like I made a mistake. Why? Because you need a nurse. That's what you guys do. They're by the 40s and the 60s. Hey, you don't do nothing. here. You do everything in terms of money wise, and you are trying to work and you're trying to get yourself an education, but you're also drinking too much and you also don't want to settle down. And then by the 40s, that's when you realize that all your friends are married. Damn. Hmm? Now everybody's pressuring you. When are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? But you don't want any more. Or maybe you have even divorced and now you are in your mid 40s and you are chasing 50 and you are divorced, right? Because you guys have been together for what? You married young maybe and it, I don't know. You guys didn't want couples counseling. You guys didn't want therapy. You guys didn't even want space separation so that you guys can go and figure out yourselves outside there. You didn't want that. Yeah. You didn't want to work on the marriage because the problem was that you thought Sarah and Sarafina and Elizabeth and the matriarch and Kavina Pavamwa and Uthel, they're all just going to be there for you because you're fire. You're not fire. You have money. If your money disappears, if your good health disappears, if your looks disappear, I'm out also. Because at the end of the day, that this is what I'm attracted to. This is where you people get it all wrong. Kucha, yeah, women are gold diggers. No, women are not gold diggers. The woman that you chose, it's love language is money. When you ain't got nothing, I got like, there's no attraction. Yeah? That's why you find Elizabeth love language. Words of affirmation. So even when we are sitting on a bridge, words of affirmation, baby, you are so beautiful with your glasses. Oh, thank you so much, my husband. I love you. Yeah? Till the end of the world. Because other people's love language is words of affirmation. So the person just has to be called, oh, darling, lovely. Ooh, husband. You know? Because that's your love language. Or that's what you believe is the way to be loved. Now, somebody else believes that in order for me to be comfortable and secure and loved, I need to be in an environment with money. Now, all this money that you went to work for here in your 20s and your 40s, right? And you come and meet me here, me and my young self, me and my heart self. Me, it doesn't even have to be young, right? I could just be me, 34-year-old me. I could just be me. And you are there by your 45s or whatever. But my thing is money, right? Because everybody got the thing. And my thing is money. I'll chop your money. Straight. I'll chop your money. Because that's what I like. And when you ain't got the money anymore, I'm also out. Because mina, I didn't sign up for this. That's why you find that a slave queen wife will leave you when you are paralyzed. She will leave you in the hospital. But that other one from the village, that other one that's love language is, oh, physical touch. When he just holds my hand, oh shitty. Butterflies. That person is going to stay with you because what they need from you is physical touch. They don't need money. So stop calling people children gold diggers and just keep working hard so that you can maintain your house. You keep working hard so that you can maintain the money so that the person can stay. These guys are struggling. They can say things like, yeah, man, I'm good. I got it. Oh, like, I'm good. They're struggling. You know why they're struggling? Because they don't know if their partners are with them for money or for love. We don't know. Because the kisses that we get, right, are extra sweet on days when we put the 10K under the pillow. Because the love that we get, right, are extra sweeter when the car comes through and it's brand new from the dealership, right? That's what happens. Now, you are trying to stabilize 40 to 60. You're trying to stabilize. Now, you're doing young people things and you're doing weird things. And most of the times, the people that you go and find when you are like there by your 40s, right? The people that you go and find there are in their spring and summer season. It's not very often that you guys marry your age mates or marry old. It's not very common. But it does happen, but it's not very common. So now you are forced to do things of summer and spring with a summer and spring person while you were now you are in autumn. You are in autumn, the time of reflecting. You are reflecting, I don't know, but she's a good girl. Then you say things like, she's a good girl. Like, that's your wife. Why are you calling her girl? That's a girl. Or uncle. It's fine. But also, nanshorora. Because sometimes you also just find your soulmate that is for you. Whichever season you are in, you guys are in the seasons together. Don't shorora. Like, don't let me be the bearer of bad news. It doesn't always end badly. That's why we have to be hopeful. So that's why we're talking about this. So what happens in autumn is that this season is marked by a slowing down of activity and a shift in focus, towards aspirations and introspections, right? This is what happens. There is a level of maturity. Yeah, you see? 40 to 60 maturity. Here, we are still trying. That is why we can come on radio and then all of our body language is just like the Minister of Health. If we... I'm like, this one. You can see that this is a performing artist, this one. This is a performing artist because everybody else is, you know, convey the speech, but, you can see, Kucha, it is in the articulation of the body language that we say, if we rebattle and then we construct and then we turn around and then we uppercut each other, then that's exactly how it goes. Understand, Jay? Performing arts. Careful. But anyhow, so there's a level of maturity and wisdom that comes in autumn. And this is now the season in which you are 40 going to 60. This is autumn for you. So there's maturity. And if you are not mature, we have seen them. If you are not mature, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe you are a late bloomer. You are a late bloomer. No? It's a time for recognizing life's lessons. What did you learn? What did you learn? What did you learn in the season of spring? What did you learn in the season of summer? What did you learn? Did you learn that the seeds that you planted did not grow? Did you learn that the friends you've kept so dear to you are not the friends that you go to the ends of the world with? Did you learn that maybe, just maybe, right, the decisions that you made along the way were terrible to you and you did not love yourself? Did you learn, right, that maybe, just maybe, the problem was you and not them? Are we doing introspection at all in our lives? Because we are going out there pointing fingers, Kucha, that one and that one and that one and that one. This is what they did to me. This is it. This is what they did to me. Oh my goodness, they broke me. They broke me. They broke me. They broke me. But the only common denominator that everybody has is you. So it might be that you, Wena, are the picker of bad things. Maybe you like bad things. Maybe you like self-harm. You like self-torture, DBS or whatever, DBN, 50 Shades of Grey, yeah, those things. Maybe that's your thing, right? Because everybody's common denominator is you. So, is it really? Hey! On go the 5% ahorike, but I'm going to go until the very last minute. I'm going to go until the very last minute for my Facebook people. But yeah, are we recognizing life's lessons? Are we recognizing the things that we have learned? Are we recognizing the things that we could, what we can take away from situations? There are people that leave jobs, right? And all they can talk about is how bad the place was. But if it was so bad, how did it house you for so long? Because we've got this repetition, of just bad mouthing everything. That Elizabeth is trash. That Elizabeth is what? But if Elizabeth was trash, right, then how come you guys stayed together for 10 years? You like trash? What does that say about you? You like trash? We have to reflect. When we get to our 40s, we have to reflect. We have to reflect and we have to see if there are certain things that need tweaking. Because if we have built little empires that are now sustaining us within our 40s, going to our 60s so that we can retire in peace and go and die in harmony, right? We have to react. We have to recognize the things that we have to learn lessons from. Now, part of the lessons that we have to learn is who we are. Part of who we are is where we come from. Why am I the way I am in this moment, in this time in my life? Is it because I'm going through this season? Or is it because I've got this one reoccurring season that happens all the time through every single season of my life? I've got this one thing. And if I have this one thing that I don't like, then how come I'm not fixing it? Many of us don't even realize we've got problems at all. We go through life like nothing. Like it's absolutely normal for us to go through life breaking it and breaking ourselves. Is it? Is it normal? Because if we are saying that this season thing is real, right? And we are saying that kucha woo, there's summer and spring there, and mpewa tukunu, mpewa mvurota iroko, mpewa haturi, otakuto tafeta, you know? If we're saying that, then the 40s must be fruitful also. We must live in abundance. We must live in abundance. We must live in growth. We must live in reflection. And we must change. We must change the things that are bad. We must walk in kindness intentionally. We must love intentionally. We must be mindful intentionally. We must work intentionally. We must be at our best behavior intentionally, not because anybody is forcing us to, but because we are intentionally choosing it for ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you don't know what it feels like to give yourselves a hug, but you guys give other people hugs every day. It's because you don't like yourself. Why is it that you don't want to be close to yourself? I'm already close to myself. I live within myself. Yeah, but a hug. You deserve it. Give yourself this hug. I know it is one of these. It's like, oh, she represents Jericho Igelefeman, eh? I don't know, man. Oh, could he intense? And yeah, I'm intense intentionally. I'm here. Like, Ipapatiran quit. Only people hore. Wemwenara manga kucha. Oh! I take care of my skin. I take care of my skin. I'm one of those few people, that I consider myself blessed, because I'm one of those few people that can do this. And the tissue is absolutely clear. Why? Because this is not foundation. This is just, okay, self-care. That's it. It's intentionally doing things. Intentionally loving, intentionally being, intentionally trying, and intentionally looking at the percentage in which our phone is at. We are at 4% and we've got how many minutes? Yeah. We've got 23 minutes, right? Before we chila. And so that's what autumn represents. Autumn represents slowing down. Autumn represents recognizing life's lessons, letting go of old patterns, right? Because we are almost moving into something new. Why are we still chilling in Evelyn Street at our big age? Why are we still doing things that we used to do in high school? We must, most. Right? So, this is also a season where making way for new experiences. What we are making way for is, what does 40 look like? What does 50 look like? What does 60 look like? What do I want 40 to look like? What do I want 50 to look like? What do I want 60 to look like? And also in accordance to the biology and my society, what am I supposed to be looking at 40, at 50, and at 60? I'm not saying go with what the community says, but you are part of one. So you might at least know what they are about, right? Mos, sonny, small, kanyang, kanyane, kanyane, pel. Small. And then, right, we're still within autumn. We harvest, and then we reap our rewards. So you started your cell phone shop here in your 20s, right? And itoshimo, tashi shongora, but you're consistent. You keep working. Even when your employees, they resign. Even when you are the only one at the shop, you are the secretary, the printing guy, you are also the security man, you are everything, right? At your one shopiki that you can't let go of, because one, you have spent way too much money in this thing for you to leave it to close. Because Namibians are too fast to tell you to give up on your dreams. They are very fast. Eh? You complain small. I'm having financial problems there in my business. Everybody's like, yeah, don't be ashamed to say that you tried. You can always close it. Like, hey, failure. How? Failure. Because stop taking advice from people that don't know how to live life also. You failed, and now, why are you taking advice from people that failed? You are not the person that should be advising me. No. Failures must not advise people. Because if you can't keep fighting for your own thing, your own dream, then you have no business in coming to talk about my business. At all. Do you know why? Because you failed at your own business. Yeah, but I can always give you advice about what I did wrong because I self-reflected. Then why don't you go back? So that you can be in a position of, after I learned, then now I'm doing it correctly. No, I plan on doing that. Girl, it's been 7 years now, bruh. Go back. Then you can come and advise me, because right now I'm still a step ahead of you. That means I'm your teacher. Namibians are very fast at telling you, ne, to shove your dreams and to poke them and to retry again after 10 years. No. You don't give up on yourself. So that's the same as you people go and start political parties. For me, so embarrassing. You go and start a political party, leaving one political party, and then you go and start a political party, and then you go back to that other political party that you left behind. So now us that you brought in your political party, where are we supposed to go? Are we supposed to follow you or what? Because we came here because you sold us dreams here. And now we are stuck here in your political party that even you don't believe in. How? What is this? Is that like you Christians, eh? You people that are standing on the street corners recruiting left, right, and center. Come to my church. My church is the best one. Come to my church. And then you go and figure out that your pastor is not your pastor. Your pastor is not doing the things like that, and your pastor is not doing nice things. And then you leave the church, and then you leave me there. How? I came because you told me that this is a nice place. How? Now you want to come and give... How? At least call all the people you recruited and say, "Kucha guys, I figured out, ne? Kucha this church, ne? Kanti. These people are sleeping with others behind closed doors. And these people are what? Now you just want to slide out of the church like that and let us be victim of the wolf that you brought us to, the slaughterhouse. How? Change. What is this? No, man. You guys are doing funny things. That's why you must reflect. You must reflect. Actually, I recruited people in that cult. I recruited people in the cult, and now they live in mountains. They are Rastafarians now. Eh? They are Rastaman's wives. Who brought you here? Matriarch dead. Shoots like yo. Ha! Hippie. No man. Change, guys. How? Hippie. And then now you're like, no, that's not the life. I'm in church now. I'm not a Rasta anymore. And us? That you brought here. Eh? RDP, RDP, R. Hey, with our leader. And then our leader goes back to Swapwa, guys. Ow. Is it really just a matter of, I also just wanted an opportunity to be a leader. So I'm going to start my own thing so I can be a leader also. Or is it really just making change? Is it that you don't believe in the ideologies or the concepts that you, like, that you started your thing in anymore? What? I go back. How? Like, but we came here because you said that this is a nice place. Now, why are you going back there? Because we thought that there is not nice. Because we came from there. It's not nice there. Now we are here. And now you're like, ooh, it's not nice here anymore, Nam. I'm going to go to my party. How? And this one? So that's what I'm saying. Take no advice from failures. Namibians are very quick to tell you, give up on your things, give up on your dreams, give up on yourself. They're very fast. Fast. It's like they don't want anybody to succeed. It's very fast. Yeah, school is hard. Don't worry, you know. Eh, don't worry, you know what, nothing, huh? Oh my goodness, my job is so stressful, yeah, you know this toxic bosses and toxic what, and quit your job, how, and I come and eat at your house, careful, and this is what I'm saying about spring. Right? Because you are in that element within spring. And this is when everything is showing up. And this is the part where you need to sift through things in order for you to know what resonates with you and what doesn't. You need to take what is for you in and nurture this that is for you. If you are going to be doing something for your betterment and for your growth, something that you're going to be looking at in your 40s, right? And you do it well. You do it well. When you do it well, my friend, it's gonna go well. I'm just trying to see how far we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen on Facebook, I bid you guys farewell. I'm at 2%. I'm afraid of technology. So, ciao, ciao.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Pushivifa, Oma Kuroe Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enya Mukuro Olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business?
Alrighty. So, good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. We are in autumn. So autumn talks about a reflection and transition. It talks about the season slowing down. And it talks about jumping or moving from one season to another. It's like crossing. Yeah, we're in transition. We're in transition to Namibia. So we're going through Botswana from Zimbabwe. It is what it is. And Autumn also talks about maturity and wisdom. It's a time to recognize life's lessons. We have to look at life and really honestly understand, okay, so what happened? What did we do wrong? What did we do correctly? How are we going to make this better? How are we going to make the decisions that we did there and the mistakes that we have made and the good things that we have done better? How are we going to amplify this? We're going to amplify this through this, through that, through that. That is what the transition is. And then we talk about letting go of old patterns. And with Autumn, it is more a change in the weather. It's like a little bit cold. It is a little bit warm because it's coming from summer. So it's a little bit cold. It's a little bit warm. So we are moving in between there and we are lukewarm. So when we are saying we are lukewarm, we are letting go of the heat and getting to a point where we are welcoming winter, but we're welcoming winter slowly through autumn. So it is letting go of old patterns. We need to shed. We need to shed skin. This is the year of the snake in Chinese culture, by the way. This is the year of new beginnings. So we need to shed the old layers of ourselves and the old patterns that no longer serve us, that are no longer important to us, that are no longer hyping us up. And then we create new ones and we make way for new experiences. So where do we see ourselves in our autumn season? Where do we want to see ourselves in our autumn seasons? Are we sitting comfortable? Are we uncomfortable? Where do we want to see ourselves? And also, there is no harm in dreaming at all. There is no harm in dreaming, because at least in a dream you know what you want. Because now when what you don't want comes into your life and you don't allow yourself to dream, are you gonna take what you don't want because you've never allowed yourself to dream? I know that we come from bad backgrounds, and I know that we come from places that are not that hopeful. I know that we are coming from places that are, that tell you to dim your light so that other people can have a chance to shine too. I know that we are coming from places where it's darkness, eh? And we are told to hush, 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 hush. I get it. I know that we are coming from very dark places, because it is what it is. It's life, right? We are coming from dark places, but it doesn't determine who we are going to be. It doesn't have to escalate. It doesn't mean you can't dream. Do you know how many people came from poverty and now they are moneyed? Do you know how many? And do you know what kept them going? For you people that don't want to be hopeful, it is a dream, man. It is all a dream. It's a dream, consistency and hard work. And by working hard, not unless you're working hard is really just oshikupuro, but working hard is staying on top of something. That's it. Staying on top of something. Staying on track. That is working hard. If you have a 9-to-5, or if you have a job that is maybe within the beauty industry, or you are studying, you know, I've got these interns, right? That, these cosmetology interns. And these interns, to be honest, they are doing a cosmetology course for 3 years, which is great, right? I'm guessing after 3 years, you must know so much. And they are in their second year, and part of their interests is that TikTok, talking to my friends. In these 2 years, right, they have not practiced, they have not learned anything new apart from the things that they are learning at school. Is that real interest? Because you are supposed to work hard. Working hard, right, is staying on top of your game. That's how you work hard. You work hard by every day advancing your tactic, every day polishing your trade, every day working on what you already have to make it better. You know, Oshiwambo houses, right? Because you guys are must all moving from Okudika to Magumbo, Goshike. You guys are all moving to that. I get it. But before we move to that, there was Egumbora Dikwa. Do you know what happens? Egumbora Dikwa has constant. Not unless Ohamuza Katarume, to be honest. Not unless Ohamuza Katarume, but Egumboro Miti has constant maintenance. Why? To preserve the beauty. To make it still shine. As it is aging, it is being maintained. So your trade, working hard, is maintaining. It is polishing. It is revamping. It is rebranding. It is working on you. And that is why we are saying that within autumn, we're talking maturity, we're talking harvest, and we are talking reaping rewards. This is a time to reflect on the fruits of one's labor and to accept the consequences of past actions. This is now you, 40 to 60. This is you, right? Acceptance also happens here. Kucha, yeah, ne. Mariangwina ndimona eshash, you know, I was not really into those things of loving others. But yeah, that's you. And if you still get time, and if there's somebody that's crazy about you, and you're crazy about them, then why not? Then why not? And go for your person and the person goes for you. And that's what happens. Because you are reaping your rewards, right? So everything that you have planted, this is when it's coming back. That's why you are 45 and saved and you are going to church with your kids and your wife. And what you have sown in your 20s is now coming to find you in a cab. Where it's not even giving you breathing space to talk or to redeem yourself. It is understanding that we need to accept the consequences of the past actions and move forward. Because there's no point in, this is the spilled milk metaphor now, this one. And then we dive into winter for the last 4 minutes. Winter, dormancy, and rest. This season represents a period of rest, reflection, and renewal. It represents for the next cycle. This is where we are close to our death, where we are having our grandkids, our great-grandkids. If we had wild 20s, then at this point we're also having great-grandkids, you know? You know, one of my friends is a grandfather, like my grandfather, like one of my friends is a great, he's a grandfather and he's, so when his kids are with my mom, they are with their great grandmother, something like that. It's wild. It's wild, wild. But anyhow. And this season is Be Still Moth. This is the season of Be Still. It's a time to recharge, reassess, and prepare for new beginnings. These new beginnings, right? It could also be harnessing talent. It could also be molding others. It could also be preparing your children, your next of kin for a life without you. This is the period where you are giving the keys over. The keys to the kingdom, you're giving them over. This is the part where you are writing your will. This is not writing your will, because as we die quickly, so you must write your will the minute you get $20, write your will. Eh? Because as me, I'm going to come and fight for your $20. I know it from radio. How come fight? How? So, this is the part where you reevaluate your will. You look at it and you see. And this is a part where there is internal growth, right? Because if you are not ready for winter, winter will depress you. That's why some people don't make it to winter. Because winter is known to be depressing. Every time you think about, what am I going to be doing in my final days here? And you think about not owning a house, not what. That is depressing enough. And that is why we say it is internal growth while outwardly inactive. So you are not active on the outside, but you are definitely reflecting on yourself. You are seeing where you can give somebody a heads up. You can say, Mwanje. That's why you find that our seniors, all of a sudden, they have answers, man, for everything. You know, people in their winter era, ne? They don't lie. They don't have time to lie. They don't have time to lie. They don't have time for your silly little feelings. It is what it is. They don't really have time for it like that. Like, no. And this season can be a time of deep internal growth and spiritual development. And when we talk about our seasons like this, remember that every single season, right? You can go through mini seasons like this within a big season. So you can be in spring and summer and go through winter. So what going through winter looks like there is in summer and spring is wanting to change. That's why you find that you are in your early 20s or you're in your 20s and you have this deep urge to change and to just work and to what, and you used to party yesterday and now all of a sudden you're here. This is exactly what it means by you're going through summer and winter, but you're going through it. Or summer and spring, but you're going through winter as well. You are recharging and preparing for the next season, which is now not death and it is not crossing over, but the rebirth of you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll speak to you guys again tomorrow. And maybe, just maybe, I will send a shout out to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, me, the matriarch, I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. You are wonderful. You are amazing. And also, right, I bid you farewell. You guys have been a lovely audience. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.